Today's podcast topic is The Unseen Realm, Deep Dives into the Prophet Ezekiel. Welcome to Episode 2, The King, the Cherub, A Corruption of Splendor. I'm Dr. Mel, and I'm truly glad you've joined me today. We're opening our Bibles to one of the most debated, layered, and honestly, haunting chapters in the Old Testament, Ezekiel 28. At first glance, it reads like a prophecy against a powerful city, but when you take a closer look, something deeper begins to unfold. We encounter the Prince of Tyre, a human ruler. Yet somehow, the language begins to describe something far beyond human, a guardian cherub in the Garden of Eden. So what are we really reading here? Let's step into it. Tyre, in its time, was a dominant force, a wealthy, secure maritime trading empire, and its leader became consumed by that success. His heart turned, his perspective shifted, and eventually, he began to see himself as more than human, as a god. In verses 2 through 5, God calls this out directly. "Because your heart is proud, and you have said, 'I am a god, I sit in the seat of the gods.'" This ruler's wisdom and success brought him great wealth, but that wealth led to something dangerous, arrogance, a distorted sense of self. He began to compare his own heart to the heart of God, and that's where the real scoot begins. Because pride doesn't just come before the fall, it is the corruption, a twisting of wisdom. God gives us wisdom, but he also gives us choice. The choice to walk in truth, or to let that wisdom become distorted by ego. And that choice is ours alone. Now this is where the chapter takes a powerful turn. Around verse 11, the focus shifts from the Prince of Tyre to the King of Tyre, and the language becomes unmistakably supernatural. Listen to how this figure is described. "You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. You were an anointed guardian cherub, walking among the stones of fire." This is no longer just about a human king. Unless we're imagining a ruler who existed in Eden, this points to something deeper. Many theologians believe this is a glimpse behind the veil, a reflection of a spiritual fall, often associated with Lucifer, a being who had everything, beauty, authority, access to the presence of God, and yet lost it all. Why? Because he desired to be the source, instead of reflecting the source. And that is the root of corruption. So what do we take from this? This passage isn't just history, it's a warning against pride and against losing perspective. When we become consumed with our own image, our own success, our own splendor, our wisdom begins to shift. It becomes corrupted. But there is an antidote, gratitude. When we recognize that everything we have, our strength, our identity, our opportunities, our gifts, pride loses its grip. It can't take root in a heart that remains thankful. And even in this chapter, there's a reminder of hope. Because while kingdoms fall and prideful leaders rise and collapse, God remains constant. He is the restorer. So whether you see Ezekiel 28 as a historical prophecy or as a glimpse into the fall of a spiritual being, one truth stands clear. God values a humble heart far more than a mindset of perfection. Keep seeking. Keep digging deeper into his word, because there is always more beneath the surface. Next week, we'll continue this journey as we move into the prophecies against Egypt. Until then, thank you for spending this time with me, exploring Ezekiel 28. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What stood out to you? Go ahead and share in the comments. I look forward to engaging with you.